Casey Lange on Casey 107.7.
In 2022, Standard Bank has witnessed a slight increase in scams relating to younger customers. However, these are small in value, as it has been reported that 60% of the digital gross fraud losses are from customers over the age of 60 years old. We are talking to Ms. Belinda Khatogwa, Head of Digital and E-Commerce at Standard Bank, about the scams. Hello, Ms. Khatogwa, and welcome on Casey.
Thank you so much, Avril. Good afternoon to all our listeners.
Ma'am, our parents are always deemed as easy targets for scammers. The reason may vary. That's from them walking alone in town, looking confused in supermarkets, and also just their age. According to your expertise, what leads scammers to target senior citizens?
You know, Avril, I think scammers would like nothing more than to get their hands on a share of our elders' hard-earned money. They look at our omas and opas and think, you know, because they are trusting, they are more likely to engage with them, whereas somebody who is aware of scammers and fraudsters is more likely to hang up the phone if they get a call from someone they don't recognize. Also, you know, some of our older clients may not feel comfortable around digital. Maybe they're not as digitally savvy, or the scammers believe so anyway. And that's why they would target them, because of their trusting nature and because they think they're not as digitally savvy. But at Standard Bank, we see that there's a growing number of older clients that happily use our digital platforms and are well informed. But I think that's one of the reasons why today we'd like to have more of this conversation.
Well, that being said, what behaviors should seniors avoid, and what should they keep that they do to keep safe from being targets of these scammers?
Yeah, this is a really important conversation. I think first and foremost, never share your banking information. If you think about your card number, your PIN number, or OTP, especially if you didn't initiate that transaction, don't share it with anyone. If you use the banking app, dear listener, I strongly recommend that you register for DigiMe. It's a quick and easy process. You take a selfie and you secure your profile. If you use internet banking, we strongly recommend that you scan your QR code with your banking app in order to sign in. It makes the sign-in process much easier and quicker, but it also helps to secure your profile. Make sure your antivirus software is always updated, because that'll make sure that any kind of viruses that try to infiltrate your machine are easily dealt with. And of course, if you lose your phone or your laptop that you use to do your banking, report it to the bank immediately on the fraud line, which is 0800 222 050. Once again, 0800 222 050. Report it to us if you've lost your device. That way we can make sure your device can no longer access your profile.
And Standard Bank also cares about their consumers and their banking safety. Tell us, what are some of the healthy habits you can want to share with seniors to take advantage of?
Yeah, I've already spoken about, you know, using your QR code and registering for DigiMe, but it also comes with healthy habits that says, if you receive an email or an SMS that has a link, do not click that, especially if it requires you to put in your banking details. You know, be able to know if this is an email you're not expecting or it's from someone that you do not know. Do not click the link and do not put in your banking details on that. And also remember, Avril, you know, some of our clients report that they received a call from someone who claims to be from the bank. Just remember this as a healthy habit. The bank will never, ever call you claiming that there's a fraud on your account and you must move money to an account that you don't know. We will never ask you to move your money to an account that you don't know. If you get a call like that, hang up immediately and call the bank and let us know that there is some suspicious activity that you've come across. And I think one other thing that I think would be helpful is if you haven't received SMSs or calls on your phone for a while, just check that you're still connected to the network and check that you haven't been SIM swapped, because remember that we report to you transactions that are happening on your account, and we want to make sure that you receive those messages in case there is some funny business happening.
And it's also important because sometimes you also, I once got an SMS that said, you must do this and this and this. I sent it back to us to just to check, to verify your details. That's also one of the scams.
Exactly. That kind of a scam is called a smishing scam, where somebody sends you an SMS trying to get your banking information. Absolutely do not reply to SMSs like that. Delete them and do not share your banking information with them.
And the other thing is also they have a deadline by saying you have to be sending your number or whatever, any details, to by the end of this week, the 20th, for example, before 3 o'clock. And that puts some pressure on people by saying, if I don't do it, I might lose my banking account or whatever.
Oh, absolutely. We've seen a few people try that, where they give you an unreasonable deadline, they put you under pressure, and they tell you something scary, right? Or they promise you a reward that seems somewhat unrealistic. That is not the bank. As Standard Bank, we will never, ever call you and tell you to take a specific action on your account related to fraud by a specific deadline. If you ever feel unsure, if it doesn't feel right, call us on the number that I shared earlier and just verify. But as a bank, we will never call you and give you a lot of pressure to move your money to a specific account, because that's not how we work.
And I mean, as you said, as we're talking about the elderly people, they believe that is the bank. It sounds like a bank. And also the emails that they send to the people, it looks like from the bank. And it's very scary.
Fraudsters have become very digitally savvy. If you see some of the messages that they send to our clients, that it can look very, very similar. Sometimes they use things that look familiar to our clients to try and entrap them, which is why it requires, especially our OMAs and OPAs out there, to verify and be sure that it is the bank that you're dealing with. And if you're not sure, don't interact with that email or that SMS. Delete it immediately.
And either go to your bank by telling them, listen, I've received this SMS about this and this and this. Please verify me, or why did you send me this WhatsApp or the email or the SMS?
Yes. We encourage our clients to call us and ask, to say, I'm looking at an SMS here. It says I should do this. Standard Bank, is it you? I can tell you more than likely we will say, no, that is not us, Oma. Please delete that message. But it is always good to call and confirm. If something inside of you, and I know that our elderly clients have got intuition, if something inside of you doesn't feel right, verify.
Yes, can you please emphasize what we should do if we fall victim to a scam? Just emphasize that for us, please.
It can happen that something goes wrong. Before doing anything else, please call the bank and let us know that you think that you've fallen victim to fraud. This allows us to secure your account to make sure that nobody will be able to access them. It also allows us to investigate how this fraud happens so that we can understand more and more about how fraudsters are operating. So I encourage you again, if you fall victim to something like this, stop all communication with the people that you are communicating on. Don't make any payments. Don't move any money. Instead, call the bank on 0800-222-050 and ask for help.
And we've also heard of scammers contacting people, promising them unrealistic investment return, preying on their trusting nature, as you earlier said. What should our listeners look out for?
Avril, if you look at some of these scams, it is too good to be true. I have personally even received a call where somebody was promising really quick returns, invest this little money and get a large return in a very short space of time. Dear listener, If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. You are best served by putting your money safe with the bank where you know that you can go to your nearest branch to keep track of the growth of your money. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Don't fall for it.
And as we see nowadays also, people really need money. They are in need of money. And that's why these scammers are preying on that. The fact that it's like a loan or whatever. We can give you this. Just give us your details and your transaction will go through because of the financial situation of the people in South Africa.
It is really unfortunate to see scammers prey on people in a vulnerable position. And I think what's worse is, you know, if a scammer succeeds, they will relieve you of the little money that you have. So you have even more of an incentive to be very careful if it doesn't sound right or if it doesn't sound like how the bank interacts with you. Protect your money and don't act on it. Don't share your details.
And how do I protect myself from these scammers?
First, do not share your banking details. Account number, card number, PIN number, and OTP. Do not share them. Second, do not click on links that require you to put in your banking details. And I think thirdly, think twice also before connecting to public Wi-Fi or doing your banking on a computer that you're not familiar with or even a phone that you're not familiar with. Those are the three key things that I think I'd like to share.
Ms. Togwa, Head of Digital and E-Commerce at Standard Bank, thank you for your time talking to us about scams and also the tips that you're giving us on how to avoid being scammed. Enjoy the rest of your day and till the next time then.
Thank you so much, Avril. It was an absolute pleasure.
Every day, 1 to 4 with Avril, only on KC 107.7.